McInerney does well, knocks it long. Rafkin Hart flicks it on well to Mikey Piss on his left foot. He struck it well, to be fair to Mikey Piss, 25 yards out. Good block by Owen Toole and easily saved then by Peter Cherry, took the sting out of it.
It was the Quintero challenge for the long
ball. Falls again to McDonough, 6 yard box, it was cleared. Back out to McDonough again, McDonough with left foot maybe this time. Looks up, plays it in. Delicate cross to Parker. Junior gets a header in, but it's just wide. But that's probably the best chance there I've had.
Probably just no more than a half.
Ball by Bruno trying to find Parker's challenges. Falls to Jim McDonough. Fantastic strike by McDonough. 20 yards out and he just skimmed it past the post. Ball's up to Junior. Junior gets close to board, falling there, gets half a yard, cuts inside on his favourite right foot, back to his left foot, getting Javier, whipped it in with his left foot, a fantastic strike, and a great save by the keeper. But if you're Finn Harps, you're not happy, get to get away far too easy there too many times.
It does, but again, we go back to the same point we're
chances. Right. Yeah, there he just won, trying to win the ball, but Sam Todd's Cam gives it back to McInerney, makes a horrible clearance, Parker's up, challenging, he's challenging for, there a cry for a penalty, but to be fair, I think the keeper makes a save as Parkhouse, and then this thing gets back to the keeper, who completely muskicks it. Parkhouse jumps in the air, trying to win the header. The keeper seems to punch him and the ball. Ball goes out for a goal kick, and the referee says play away.
Well, in the first place, I think Sam Todd didn't see Parkhouse near the goal.
Call inside, gives it to Junior. Junior back in, gives it in to Craig Slogger. Slogger with a bit of space. He's a pretty keep. McDonald, McDonald, 1-1! And he puts it. I think it actually hit the post. The keeper makes a save. I can't see the post, but either way, he has to score. Save. Fantastic save then by the keeper.
Well,
keeper gets a touch.
He done well again. If he cut inside,
now, sort of comes from anywhere behind it. Yes, just in front of the fans. He takes a through one. Long through one into 6 yard box. All the boys are riding it down. Harps are picking the lead. A long throw in. It's that man just in there. Harry Ashcroft with a header from 4 yards. Ashcroft, he couldn't have missed it. That's exactly what Harps wanted. Not what Derry wanted. It's shocking from Derry. Three header, Eddie. 1-0 Harps.
Well, we've called it. We've said that the biggest threat was going to come from a set piece.
Tries it up and flick falls to Mikey Priss inside the box. Trying to get half a yard. Gets his half a yard and chapter Mikey Priss. But he just hits it. Save by Peter Cherry. I think, Peter Cherry gets a touch. From an angle, and it's away now. They're going to make a substitution, but that should have been, that could have been 2-0. And Finn Harps have secured a famous victory over their Northwest rivals. It's finished. Finn Harps won, Derry City 0.
Kevin, how would you put that on the words tonight?
Criminal, they lost a game in a long throw-in, regardless of the way they're off, but it's absolutely like a battle. They go and hit the ball in their own box, Paddy, and listen, we've given the boys loads of plaudits here, but you got to show more battle than that when it comes to the Derby and Fun Park. Then they let a long through to you in a game. I'm really angry for the work we've put on all over the season, and just the night now they go and defend the long throws. Feel a person here, so I need to watch where my tongue's at. But that's where it was. We didn't have a battle. They go and clear it out of their own box. So, that's what happens when you come to Fun Park and you don't show enough courage, they clear a long throw.
Is there any positives tonight to take out of the game?
Mickey McCrudden back on the pitch after a long absence with his injury. Played under their hands, crossed balls from everywhere. And not a way lad coming off the top of my head, to be honest. Desperately frustrated, you know what I mean? You listen to people that got walking past you, so that's where I'm at this moment in time. I'm really angry because losing we don't do, hey, and especially lose up here, it's not for me, hey, to be honest.
How do you know you prepare the boys for Monday after that defeat tonight?
Well, see when you're walking off and they're hammering tonguing you and dogs abuse, that doesn't motivate you to win football matches. you're not in a right game, because I certainly felt disgusted and angry for our fans coming off there yet. And we got to go and show our fans that we're not a team that lose too many games, and we bounce back against Waterford on Monday.
Okay, Kevin, thanks.
All right, bye.